This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tis the season for buying, or increasingly buying now and paying later. A report out this morning from Adobe Analytics says purchases through buy now, pay later platforms were up more than 20% on Cyber Monday, or yesterday, as we call it around here. That's up 20% from last year. BNPL in the vernacular are financial companies that partner with retailers to let customers pay in installments, usually without a credit check. Kind of like layaway, except you get the goods before you make all the payments. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains what's going on there.
Back when it was called layaway, people didn't exactly brag about using payment programs. But today on social media, there are buy now, pay later video trends. TikToks with captions that say something like, when you tell them you only spent $25, but that was just the first payment, set to Taylor Swift songs. I said no
one has to know what we do. But yeah, I think it's an entirely different generation that's using buy now, pay later. They probably don't even know what layaway was.
Joel Rampolt at Alex Partners says millennials and Gen Z are the biggest users. And the way they talk about payment programs shows they have a different attitude about them, that they're using them as a budgeting alternative to credit cards they may be scared of or may not have access to. In fact, almost 90% of payments processed by the platform Afterpay are made with debit cards. Zahir Khoja is the North America General Manager.
This is telling you that the consumer wants to use the money that they have.
And hopefully they do have that money, because Afterpay customers usually spend more of it. Khoja says average shopping carts increase by 20% at clothing retailers with Afterpay. Sheridan Trent at the Straw Hecker Group says most of the uptick in buy now, pay later has to do with the pandemic explosion in online shopping.
If you're doing more of your shopping online, it presents more of an opportunity to use buy now, pay later.
There's also the push this year to shop earlier instead of spreading purchases and finances out over the season. And there's the economic uncertainty households have been facing during the pandemic.
And so I think this seems like one way to try to keep a cushion in your account.
Trent says these payment programs can be a good alternative for some, as long as they keep track of payment schedules. Otherwise, they may be hit with penalties. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.